Coming up on Minnesota Native News, we'll hear recent election results, one tribe's efforts to unearth sacred spaces, and a new business that focuses on Native culture in building design.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The bands and nations that are part of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe recently held primary elections for many tribal government positions. The bands include Grand Portage, Fond du Lac, Leech Lake, Boys Fort, Mille Lacs, and the White Earth Nation. Unless the results are challenged, the top two finishers in each race will face off in the general elections on June 10th. But there are two finishers who will not need to run again. According to election rules, candidates who earn more than half the votes in their primary race don't need to run in the general election. For the Leech Lake Band, incumbent Stephen White won 72% of the vote and will continue as representative for District 2. And incumbent Ferdinand Martineau won 53% of the vote. He will remain the secretary-treasurer of the Fond du Lac Band Tribal Government. The state legislature is considering dropping the background check required when a kinship guardian adopts a youth in her care. A kinship guardian is a family member serving as legal guardian of a relative's child.
There is a provision that clarifies that if someone's had a background study and they're just moving to adoption, a new study doesn't need to be done.
Erin Sullivan Sutton is Assistant Commissioner for Children and Family Services at Minnesota's Department of Human Services. She says dropping the additional background check is part of the state's move to enact North Star Care in January of 2015. This law is expected to increase the number of adoptions because it boosts the amount of financial assistance to adoptive parents. And if this bill passes, it could help decrease unnecessary hurdles for parents who want to adopt. American Indian children make up 2% of the overall youth population in Minnesota, but 10% of all out-of-home placements. The Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe is working with elders and outside researchers to map culturally important and sacred spaces in Mille Lacs districts. The band has a 2-year grant from the National Park Service, and the funds are paying researchers to interview elders in order to find sacred places in the area. Natalie Weas is the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer for the Mille Lacs Band Tribal Government.
And even when the project ends, we will never be done, but we're going to try to keep on interviewing our elders and identifying areas that are important to our people.
Weas says the project is showing her that she doesn't know her past as well as she would like. She hopes this project can educate the band's younger generation about their native heritage. She also wants the sacred places to be protected from construction projects. Mike Lavadour is an architect and enrolled member of the Turtle Mountain Chippewa Tribe in North Dakota, and he has just become the head of his own Minnesota-based design firm. According to Lavadour, it's the second Native-owned design firm in Minnesota and one of only about 25 in the country. He recently sat down with reporter Melissa Townsend.
Mike Lavadour launched the first American design studio earlier this year. The firm works with tribal governments to plan and design new construction on tribal lands. That's everything from assisted living housing developments to casinos to health clinics.
Let's use a clinic as an example. Clinics in Native American country for years and years were just white and sterile, and people are scared of going to them.
Lavadour says when you do it right, a tribe-specific culture shapes the design of a building and makes it more welcoming to tribal members.
In a tribal clinic, a lot of times there'll be representations to the cardinal directions, or a lot of tribes in a general term like to have east entries to see the morning sun. But some of the deeper holistic things are they'll want a room that they can do ceremonies in that don't have smoke alarms. And how do you get around that? Because they'll smoke a pipe or they'll do a smudging or sage.
Lavadour plans to hire more American Indians to be part of the firm, and he says he'd like to see a larger resurgence of natives in the field.
In the 70s, there was a lot of Native American architects and engineers that came out of school and started their own firms. The problem is that as they retire or get sick or pass away, those firms go away.
The First American Design Studio is working on projects across the Midwest and Western states. The firm is currently getting support from the DSGW architecture firm that has offices around Minnesota. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org.